This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 25th of May 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Emma Nelson. Today I'm joined in the studio by Kathleen Fox-Davis, a private art consultant and dealer. We'll be looking at some of this month's photography exhibitions in London. First, we'll explore the limitations of photography in Claire Strand's latest show at the Grimaldi Gavin Gallery. Then we take a look at the photographic record of Mexican artist Frida Kahlo's wardrobe and belongings, documented by the Japanese artist Isshuchi Miyako. Plus, we'll investigate Austrian artist Ernest Haast's view of London in a collection of previously unseen work on display at the Atlas Gallery over the road from here at Midori House. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Kathleen, welcome to the programme. We have three reasonable sized exhibitions to talk about, but first and foremost, this last weekend in London has seen a new kid on the block in terms of photography. Tell us about Photo London.
Absolutely. Wednesday night opened the VIP preview of Photo London, which runs through the weekend ending on the 24th of May. It's the first edition of this art fair that hopefully will be part of the London arts calendar for many, many years to come. It brought almost 100 dealers, international dealers, into Somerset House, into this very cool and quirky, almost young fair, where it took a lot of the slickness and almost the intimidation factor out of dealing with some of the world's biggest photography dealers and the biggest arts players there.
How did it do that? Because we've both been to the likes of Paris Photo, which is at the Grand Palais, and it is a grand event in a huge space, and you go in and you tick the boxes of the big hitters. And it's a brilliant experience, perhaps once, but I wonder how much that wears on you a second or third visit. But if you say that Photo London is trying to sort of show the slightly edgier side.
Absolutely. I think it's almost the character of London. It's quirky. It is set up in the classrooms of the courtauld around the Somerset House. So you're actually walking through the maze of rooms. So you've got different ceiling heights, different spaces. Things are being hung in a listed building over mantelpieces. It's a very unique and weird way to be viewing priceless works of artwork.
Well, let's hope that Photo London returns next year. It is apparently bankrolled by one individual, so here's hoping her benevolence continues. Let's move, though, to the Grimaldi Gallery for the British photographer Claire Strand's latest exhibition entitled Getting Better and Worse at the Same Time. Claire Strand is a British photographer. The front page of her website has a quote from Philip Stark, who says that, you know, I don't know what I hung on my wall. These temples force me to believe in what I don't know, but certainly in Claire Strand. There's a huge stamp of endorsement for this girl. Is this any good?
Absolutely. I think that this show is just phenomenal. You're walking into a commercial art gallery, and this is just a fantastic show. It's stripped down to the very basics of Claire Strand's thoughts and conceptual ideas and how she's working through those within the medium of photography, considering the possibilities and exploring the boundaries of this medium that she's chosen to work within.
She's very much a woman who is aware of the medium that she works with. You're very, very, very aware that she's a photographer.
Absolutely. This specific show combines kinetic machinery, film, photography, and the actual passage of time in making of a lot of her pieces of work. There's nothing there that's the same, but it all fits together, and it's this wonderful journey into the quirkiness and the playfulness of how Claire is exploring her art.
She has, for the majority of her career, looked for she's mainly worked in monochrome, and I think that was there was a brief departure from that in Flatland and Spaceland a couple of years ago. To what degree is she still sort of stuck within those means, or is she sort of branching out in new ways of exploring the photographic medium?
This specific show is it's all black and white. It is all monochrome, but she is incorporating film. There is one very cool centerpiece of the show called the Happenstance Generator, and it actually has repertoire and archive color images that are about an inch by inch, almost confetti, that is in this large Perspex dome that is has hidden fans underneath. And as you walk by, the fans whirl to life and it sends this confetti just flinging around the dome. And every once in a while, you'll have either a color, a black and white. Sometimes it's words, sometimes it's images, some familiar, some bizarre and wacky. They'll stick to the Perspex dome and you have a second, maybe 2 seconds, to see what this is before it's whisked away into this chaotic mess.
Which is lovely because you do get that feeling of a photograph being an instant.
Absolutely. And that's the idea she's playing with. Photography for so long has been almost the little brother or sister of the fine art world. And it's constantly been almost defending its stance as art, as legitimate. And Claire's taking that and completely turning it on its head and saying, where does my artwork sit in a world with iPhones and the instant and being surrounded by images, but also trying to situate myself in the canon of what I'm coming out of?
There is also this wonderful thing called the entropy pendulum, which is a photograph set, put on a, you know, being touched, being brushed by a pendulum, and it alters the picture as the day
Absolutely.
Goes on.
Absolutely. Each day, so I think that there are 35 total, they will put a new picture into the entropy pendulum, and it's a moving metal arm with the sandpaper base, and it swings constantly throughout the day, actually making a mark on that image. It's wearing it, it's scarring it, it's marring the print. And at the end of the day, that print is then removed from the machine and framed as into one of the empty frames on the wall awaiting the prints.
Amazing. Now, that is Getting Better and Worse at the Same Time by Claire Strand, on at the Grimaldi Gallery until the 6th of June here in London. Staying in London, Kathleen, let's move on now to the Michael Hoppen Gallery. The Japanese artist Isshuichi Miyako's photographic documentation of the artist Frida Kahlo's wardrobe and possessions. This is an astonishingly interesting idea in itself, isn't it? The background of Frida Kahlo's wardrobe and possessions was, as far as my understanding goes, her husband, Diego Rivera, placed Frida Kahlo's belongings in the bathroom of their flat in 1954 after her death and gave instructions that no one was to touch it until 10 years after his death. Obviously, that has now happened. Frida Kahlo's personal effects have been removed from the bathroom a lot longer after Diego Rivera's death. And now they have all been photographed by this Japanese artist.
Absolutely. When Frida Kahlo died in 1954, her grieved husband placed all of her personal belongings in this bathroom. And it actually wasn't opened until 2004 when the curator of her house, the Blue House, opened it to catalog its contents. So it sat almost as this amazing time capsule defining this woman. And it was then that Isshuichi Miyako was invited to photograph almost in a forensic, very methodical way, each item. Over 300 items were in this this bathroom, just locked away for decades. And in her exploration, she's actually learning about Frida Kahlo. She had no prior knowledge of the woman, of the character and the myth that was built around her own art and her own character as an artist. And so she's actually discovering it. And as you walk through this exhibition at Michael Hoppen Gallery, you're rediscovering who Frida Kahlo was, as each of these inanimate objects have life rebreathed into them by this Japanese photographer.
It's funny, the photographs that we see, there's one image of Frida Kahlo's glasses, and you look and you think, actually, I want to touch that item. I want to see the item itself. I don't necessarily want to see it through someone else's eyes. Do the photographs succeed?
I think they absolutely do. A lot of the photographs in this exhibition actually have this amazing sort of blue hue. It almost looks like she's photographed with some sort of gel over her 35mm camera. But it's actually the reflection of light off of the blue house as she's photographing in the courtyard of Frida Kahlo's house. So all of her Frida Kahlo's objects, her worn stockings and gloves that she's actually darned herself. There is an amazing picture of a corset, which because of Frida Kahlo's health issues and all of the surgeries that she had to endure in her life, this clothing that Isshuichi Miyako is actually photographing was the armor of Frida Kahlo. So these corsets that she actually had painted with identifiers for her life, some of them have massive holes that have been torn away through them. And this has actually happened as moments in Frida's life. She didn't want to remember that that symbol that she put on her corset. So you're actually learning a lot about the woman that was there and her own heartache and pain.
There's an obsession in Isshushi Miyako's work that she has said before that there's an obsession with the traces we leave behind. Mm. The majority of the work before has been, the subject matter has been being Japanese.
Absolutely.
But obviously this is a big departure.
It's a huge departure. It's the first time she's actually left Japan as a subject matter completely behind and exploring a totally different culture. And you see that with the differing colors and the different tactile qualities of these photographs. But with that, Isshushi Miyako has also had a real focus on textiles, as that is a tradition that came out of the town where she was born. So you do have similarities, and there is overlap here.
That was, of course, the Isshushi Miyako photographic documentation of Frida Kahlo's wardrobe and possessions on at the Michael Hoppen Gallery here in London. Let's move finally, Kathleen, to the Atlas Gallery, which is, we are luckily, but a stone's throw away from it on Chiltern Street in the middle of London. Currently on show are 32 very remarkable photographs. I think many people know the Austrian photographer and Magnum president, Ernest Haas, as a man who did colour, movement, cities, modern punchy pictures. But the exhibition here at the Atlas Gallery is none of those.
This is a very, very special show of early work by Ernst Haas. This was actually a project that he embarked upon before he ever even reached New York City. But he is approaching London, post-war London, that's being reconstructed after all of the decades of damage that had been done through World War I and World War II, and the amazing social change that was happening in this city. And he's seeing this as an outsider from a completely different view, and actually has left this amazing archive defining the history of the city. And Atlas Gallery has put on this show of 32 pieces that are actually framed and on the wall, but the collection is 90 images total that have never been seen in the to the public eye. They have been stored away in the Ernst Haas archive in New York City, and it's just a really special moment to be able to revision historical London.
You're quite right by saying it's a special moment, because you walk into a moment in London. It's 1949 onward, so it's a deprived London. It is a dirty and it is a gritty London, and it is also a very multicultural London. I think a lot of people underestimated just how diverse the British capital was in the 1940s and 50s.
Exactly, particularly with Haas's focus on the Speaker's Corner, which was a focus for Atlas Gallery at Photo London. They actually had these displayed. But it is the different characters and the different backgrounds of these people, whether it be women or minorities or the old or the young, they're all represented within these photographs that Haas has captured.
Talking to the people at Atlas when I bobbed over to have a look, they said, it's all fresh, it's all new, it's all very exciting. But actually, the first thing I thought was, this is absolutely London. There are the buses and the streets that you automatically realise as the corners that we all pass by every single day in the British capital. And the characters are incredibly London. I mean, where else would you see a man in a dress?
And the bowler hats.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And top hats. Mm. It sort of defines a period and a time, but also an identity of a city which never changes.
I think it's actually quite wonderful. Ernst Haas is known, as you said before, for his flash exploration of colour photography and movement. And that's what he's known as a painter of colour. So when you see these images where he's actually looking at London in quite a romantic way, in these timeless ways, where you've got the bustling streets of Shaftesbury Avenue with the buses lined up and the taxis and people crossing. And it's incredible.
It is well worth seeing. Reconstructing London by Ernst Haas is on at the Atlas Gallery until the 4th of July. That brings us to the end of today's show. Kathleen Fox-Davis, thank you very much indeed for joining me in the studio. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Emma Nelson. My thanks to my producer, Holly Fisher, and my researcher, Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again tomorrow when Andrew Muller will be talking music with the quietist Luke Turner. But for now, goodbye and thank you very much for listening.